goes to Miss Jean, J-E-A-N, Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y. Fax 989-644-3724. Regarding Joan, it's J-O-A-N, middle initial H, Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, date of birth 10-8-1933. Dear Miss Beatty, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Spring with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 11th of 2022. Her daughter is available also during the telemedicine visit to help with history. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No recent falls, no headaches or dizziness. She does have chronic edema that is unchanged, and she has lost 13 pounds over the last year. She hasn't been eating as well as before because all teeth have been pulled within the last year, and she doesn't use her dentures. So all the food is usually pureed, according to her daughter. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no chest pain or palpitations, no orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily, and metoprolol is 25 milligram at bedtime. Hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily as needed, but that is rarely used. That's usually for edema, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 151 pounds, pulse 77, and blood pressure is 152 over 77 today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9-1 of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. with estimated GFR of 48. Albumin 4, calcium is 8.9, electrolytes normal, phosphorus is 4, intact parathyroid hormone 52.2, hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable, no progression and no symptoms. 2, hypertension, fair control. She's on maximum dose of Losartan, very low dose of metoprolol. Maybe the hydrochlorothiazide could be used daily, and that would help with the blood pressure control. And we would use it for blood pressure control as opposed to edema. The patient will have lab studies done every 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.